so glad to be with you again today. I've actually been looking forward to this. Before we get into the topic of the day, I want to say something about an upcoming event. For the first time, I'm going to be holding the Formational Prayer Seminar online. It's going to occur over two weekends in October. Formational prayer is a way of positioning people to meet Jesus in the unresolved emotional issues of the past. For many, many people, the past is always present because of some wounding that occurred often a long, long time ago that was never healed, that was never resolved, that continues to, in some levels, cripple our day-to-day life. I've experienced this. And I've worked with many, many people who have also. And I want you to know that Jesus is very tender toward those that are struggling with unresolved emotional wounding. I know what it's like to have toxic memories that continue to filter into life in such a way that it brings a lot of pain. And for 22 years now, I've had the opportunity to teach people how to position others to experience Jesus in the toxic memories of the past, to receive healing, emotional healing. And as part of that, we see toxic memories actually become transformational memories, where individuals are actually able to serve other people through the very places that were once filled with pain and filled with shame. And that is part of my own story. That's the reason I wrote the book, Some Kind of Crazy. It's the story of God meeting me in the unresolved emotional woundings of the past and turning those into places where His presence actually transforms my life. If you're interested in this, I want you to go to the Healing Care Ministries website. There's a lot of information there. If you want to receive the information about it in your own email, sign up for the newsletter. That automatically puts you on our mailing list, and then you will get the notice about this upcoming event. We've had over 5,000 people come to this seminar over the past 20 years. It's been really exciting to see how God uses folks to see other people set free in Christ. If you yourself are struggling, if you want to help other people who are struggling with emotional wounds of the past, consider signing up and coming to the Formational Prayer Seminar. There's a lot of information online. I'm sure that if God leads you there, it'll be an episodic encounter that you won't forget. You know, there are times in my life when I'm really hungry for more. I'm hungry for more right now. Hungry. I just want more of the Lord's presence, experience more of His love, to have a fresh empowerment. And the whole motivation is just the delight of God in life. When He's present, life is good. And as a result, I just want more. But then there are times when I'm not hungry for more. I'm desperate for more. Do you ever get there? Often happens in times of difficulty, times of struggle, times when the pressure is heavy. And sometimes it happens when there's times of wandering, where I know I've, if you will, wandered away from home. And I become very, very desperate for God to come and to touch me with a fresh moment of His presence. And so hungry is kind of motivated by joy. I just want more. It's like eating this amazing piece of pie and you decide, I'm going to go ahead. I want another piece. Desperate is that ache inside that says, I'm not sure I can go on, at least not successfully, without more of an actual experience, an episode, if you will, of God's presence. You know, I have this kind of prophetic imagination about the movement of the kingdom. I see the flow of the kingdom as this mighty river that's flowing. It always reminds me, if you will, of the Sacramento River, particularly the Sacramento River as it's coming out of Lake Shasta, moving south with power, with speed. It's amazing to just stand on the bank of the river. And that's what I do. I imagine that the river is this mighty flow of God's presence. And sometimes there have been moments in my life and my ministry where I know I've been right in that flow and it's just carried me along in this unbelievable ride. Other times I've been on the bank and I've been able to just feel the power of the kingdom as it moves around me. There are other times where I may not be close to the river, but I can hear it. And in hearing it, I want to just move closer. And then there are those times when I may not be in the river and I may not be on the bank and I can't hear it, but I can feel the mist. The mist of the river in the air. And it reminds me that I've been made for this. All of those feelings in this prophetic imagination just raise a new level of awareness within me to the wonder of God's presence and how much His presence makes a great difference in my life. And any one of those is great, to be in the flow, standing on the bank, hearing the roar, feeling the mist, knowing that the kingdom is moving, and in some way, great or small, I get to be part of that. Oh, I just love that. I bet you do too. There are also times when it just seems like that flow is a bit distant. I don't always find my way there. The mist doesn't feel as much in the air. Now I know God's kingdom is always moving. I know that's the reality. But there are times I do not have the sense of that. Now, look, I know that can actually be a time of great growth for me, a time when God is taking deeper my conviction and causing me to live more by faith than by sight and by experience. And there's great value in that. It can teach me what's known as object permanence, which means that simply because I'm not experiencing it doesn't mean it's not right there. I'm just, for whatever reason, possibly not dialed into it at the time. But that movement of the kingdom, whether it's growing out of my hunger for the kingdom or a desperation for the kingdom, is something that I pay a lot of attention to, and I cry out in my prayer, "Oh Lord, I'm desperate for more." I think that's especially true right now in this difficult time. We need His presence. And you know, here's the good news, that often some of the greatest outpourings of God's presence have started with a great problem, a great difficulty, a great struggle. And as God's people cried out, suddenly He came in a new way and in a powerful way, and lives were forever changed. I've been thinking about two scriptures, the scripture of Paul, who talks about be filled with the Spirit over and over and over again, and the promise of Jesus, where it says that the Father loves to give the Spirit without limit. I'm hungry for that. Right now, as I'm here speaking to you, my heart lifts up and says, "Oh God, I long for that mist, that roar, standing by that flow, getting caught into the river that takes us to a place we never dreamed possible. Thank you, Lord, that you allow us to continually cry out for more." I know I've mentioned in the past that A.B. Simpson is one of my heroes. He founded the Christian and Missionary Alliance and had a great heart for God and a love for the Holy Spirit. I remember once in his book on the Holy Spirit saying that you cannot eliminate one aspect of the gospel without sacrificing the whole. And in the time he was talking about the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Well, I read Alliance Life magazine, which was really a magazine about the Christian and Missionary Alliance. And they had this section from A.B. Simpson's journal, and I read it. It's two sections. First, on August 9th, 1907. Now, by that time, he was a man definitely in his 60s. August 9th, 1907, on this Friday afternoon, I retired, as I have done for so many years, to the place in the woods where God healed me in August of 1881. And he renewed my covenant of healing again, as I have done here every year since. At the same time, I pressed upon him a new claim. I wanted a mighty baptism of the Holy Spirit in his complete Pentecostal fullness, embracing all the gifts and all the graces for my special need at this time. I lay upon my face before him with a distinct illumination, and then as his presence began to fade and I cried out to him to stay, he bade me believe and take it by simple faith as I had those 26 years ago. He gave me a scripture, Isaiah 49:8, "In an acceptable time I have heard thee." And then he gave me Acts 1:5, "You shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now." And then there's another entry. On August 28, 1907, while waiting upon the Lord on my veranda, late at night, I ventured to ask him for a special token. Soon afterwards, he did give it, in the form I had asked for before, a mighty and continued resting of the Spirit down upon my body until it was almost overpowering and continued during much of the night. I accepted it and told him I would now take this promise by faith and not hesitate to believe that it is for me. Simpson writes, "I had been timid at times about dictating to the Holy Spirit, who is sovereign in the bestowal of his gifts. But now I fully take all that is promised to me in his name." Isn't that good? All that is promised to me. God promised to give the Spirit without limit. And we get to cry out yet again, "Fill us afresh, O God." You know, in that same section in the magazine, there are some other quotes, and one of them is by A.W. Tozer. "No one among us, man or woman, can be genuinely anointed with the Holy Spirit and hope to keep it a secret. His or her anointing will be evident." Oh, that we would experience this. A new and a fresh and a greater anointing. Yes, it is by faith, and even when we do not feel the mist or hear the roar or stand at the banks or get caught into the flow, by faith we believe the kingdom is moving. But I honestly believe there are times when it's okay, even necessary, in desperation and hunger, to cry out to God and say, "Oh God, I want more." And to hope to hear the words not many days from now, just like A.B. Simpson did. I want to encourage you today. Ask God to give you your own prophetic imagination of the movement of the kingdom. And as you do, let your heart cry out for more. And then by faith, believe that more is coming. It may ambush you days from now when you're not even anticipating it. But receive it by faith and believe that God loves that prayer and he will answer you. God bless you.